Most of us live a bus ride away from a natural hairstylist and we don't even know it. The free salty salon turns once boring hair into luscious waves that can make even the friendliest neighbours jealous. But do you really know what the effects of the ocean has on your hair? Well, stick around. That story is coming up right after this track by Lady Ray, Where Were You? Lady Ray with Where Were You? Isn't that an awesome one? I think all three of us in the studio here were just like going, oh, I love that song. Hey, you're waking up with Willie here on 2SER 107.3. And like I was saying earlier, most of us in Sydney live a bus ride away from a natural hairstylist. We don't even know it. The ocean It's the free Salty Salon, and it turns once boring hair into luscious waves. However, do you know the effects of salt water on your hair? Well, be uncertain no more. This morning, I'm joined by Dr. Niyati Sharma, who's a dermatologist, to answer all our burning questions. Dr. Sharma, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Willie. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, look, when our hair is in salt water, what is actually happening to it?
So it's interesting, actually. It doesn't matter if it's salt water or your water in the shower, but it makes the inside of this hair quite swollen. And the effect of that swelling damages the outside part of your hair. And then the additional aspect of the seawater is that it's alkaline, so it has a pH of 8. Now, normally our hair likes about 4.5 to 5.5, so it's slightly higher than it would like it. And so it damages some of the cells that are inside the hair cortex, and so further makes the hair open up, leading to more damage, frizz, and tangles. So we're damaging our hair.
It's not good, Dr. Sharma. Oh my God. If we were swimming in the beach at night, would the salt water affect our hair in the same way as it would in daytime?
In a sense, yes, because it's not just, like I said, it's actually the water content. So just having our hair in the water shifts water in and out of the hair. Think of the hair as a pipe. And there's some amount of natural water inside the hair. And so any water outside either damages the outside of the pipe or shifts the water from the inside to the outside. And so when you can imagine salt, when you eat something really salty, you really crave a drink. It's the same with the hair. So you've got so much salt outside that it's pulling away that natural amount of water that's inside your hair.
Oh, okay. Right. So maybe, okay, this is not, this is not all good news. What are some
Sorry.
Ways? That's all right. I mean, don't you just find it amazing that people have made, like, you know, industries out of saltwater sprays? Like,
yes. Yes, exactly. And look, it does. It weakens your hair. It damages it over time. So, I mean, there's a few things you can do. You don't have to stop yourself from going into the salt water, because actually, to be honest, as a dermatologist, I do recommend salt water and going into the sea, because it does have a beneficial effect on our skin. So it helps with patients who've got dermatitis or psoriasis. It is beneficial, but on the hair, it's the opposite. And some will argue that even washing your hair too often in your own shower is enough to also damage it. So once in a while, I don't see why not. We don't.
How can we combat it? If we're someone who's like a regular beach goer, are there some things we can do that, like, before or after, that will kind of help us protect our hair?
So first thing I always talk about is sun exposure. So in addition to the salt, it's the sun that's breaking the bonds of your hair, so the protein in that hair. So you really need to find yourself a hairspray. These days, if you Google hairspray SPF, you'll find a number of products where you can spray into your hair. It's a conditioning spray, but it has a beneficial effect of protecting you against the harmful UV rays. And the second thing that I find really helpful is coconut oil. So coconut oil has some great properties that actually prevent some of that movement of water from the inside of the hair to the outside. It actually gets in between all the crevices in your hair and kind of locks in that moisture. So you can put some hair oil before you go into the ocean. And then also I recommend doing it once or twice a week as well, if you're going quite frequently into the ocean.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's a really good tip, coconut oil. Last question before we let you go, Dr. Sharma. Mm-hmm. If you were on a desert island, you could only bring 3 hair products to protect your hair, what would you be bringing?
I will definitely bring in my coconut oil, because I can use that on my body too as a moisturizer.
Yep.
I'd get a UV protective spray of some sort, and I would get a good conditioner for my hair. You can probably see how at the moment my hair is quite frizzy. So everyone's hair is very different, and you would need a hair conditioner that suits your hair quality, because it also helps to seal in that moisture and protect that proteins that have been damaged through there from the salt water.
Oh my goodness. Dr. Sharma, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been fascinating.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.